Okay. Well, usually what I tell my clients, because I mainly work with folks 55 and older, I specialize in that group. And when they come to me at 55, I tell them, you know, the best thing you can give yourself for your birthday is a long-term care policy or some type of long-term care coverage. Now, the interesting thing with the insurance companies is they've come out with some hybrid products, which are pretty amazing in what they do. We can now do living benefits in a life insurance policy. So if you have life insurance for $100,000 and we have a living benefit on that, you can access your own life insurance face value to use for long-term care. So there's some creative products out there. It's not a, you know, lose it or use it or lose it type thing. With traditional long-term care, you know, you're paying those premiums, and if you don't use it, you lose it.
Right.
Where I really like the hybrid products because you're getting paid out. You know, the insurance company knows they're going to pay that benefit. They're going to pay that $100,000 out, whether it's in a death benefit or long-term care. They really don't care how it's paid out. They know they're on the hook for that. So they've opened it up with the living benefit. So I really like that.
Is it more important for a person or a couple with significant resources to be insured and have long-term care insurance versus somebody who doesn't have as many resources, money at their disposal?
Yeah, good question, Rob. That's a great question. So when it comes to long-term care, if you're a person that doesn't have a lot of means, you know, you just couldn't quite save up the money that you need, and you would qualify for Medicaid. Now, that's one avenue that you can go. You can qualify for Medicaid.
Right.
Medicaid will come in, depending on your assets and your income, and can be a good source. You know, it's not what I would recommend for everybody because
right.
we just can't do that in our system. But, you know, if there are people that just for whatever reason can't quite, you know, get the assets they need to cover themselves, then Medicaid would be a route. And why you would get long-term care insurance when you have a lot of assets is to protect those assets.
How about this? You've got a couple. One of them is still working and maybe even covered by insurance. Then all of a sudden, one or both becomes age to qualify for Medicare. How do you sit down with that couple, go through the decision-making process on starting Medicare and then including even long-term care or long-term coverage when one person may still be working and covered with just basic health insurance? How does this work?
Okay, well, it can work a couple different ways. So if a couple comes into me turning 65, okay,
right.
Say the husband's turned 65 and the wife is 62. Okay, when he's 65, so we look at all the avenues. We're like, okay, we have to be careful here. If your wife's on your insurance plan, you may want to stay there because if you leave that insurance plan, you're going to kick your wife off your insurance.
Right.
So we look at everything, you know, and if you're contributing, by the way, to a health savings account. If you're contributing to a health savings account while at work and you go on Medicare, you've got to stop that. You cannot be on Medicare either, Part A or Part B, and contribute to a health savings account.
Okay.
It's illegal. You can't do that. So we have to look at everything. There's all kinds of nuances to take into account. So if the husband does decide, say the wife then is working part-time and she can pick up insurance at her job, we'll say, okay, that's fine then. You know, if the insurance is better on Medicare compared to what you have at the employer, then you can go on Medicare. She can pick up on her insurance, or she can also go to the, we have Vicki as our client, Obamacare, the ACA mm-hmm. insurance. We also do that. We're a one-stop shop, Rod. When you retire,
yeah.
we cover you on with the marketplace. We have Medicare. We do retirement planning. So you just come and we can take care of it all.
Susan was
there's things like that to have to look at.
Susan was talking about this the other day, and, you know, I don't know. It comes up every once in a while when you're in your late 50s. She turned 57 the other day, and I said, how much longer are you going to work? You know, and she said, oh, this many years. And so you end up having that conversation. But that's one of the things that hardly ever comes up is about long-term care coverage. And I'll never forget what you just said. That if you're in that late 50s time frame, one of the best things you can give yourself for your birthday is long-term care coverage. While you may not think mm-hmm. that it's anytime soon, and you hope it isn't, I suppose, too, it's one of those things that we should think about. What kind of budget does a person need to find, adequate long-term care coverage, Sandra?
Okay, well, and again, it's going to depend on your age. So
right.
if you start at age 55, which is kind of what we recommend, and depending on how much coverage you want, we do some, it's called short-term care, which is, I like that policy too. You can pick that up for about $100 a month, okay?
Okay.
Now, if you want to do that same short-term care coverage at age 65 compared to age 55, now you're probably talking about $140, $150 a month. So just know the longer you wait to get the coverage, the more amount you're going to pay per month, because it's the less amount of years likely to get you long-term care. So it only makes sense. I like getting it, you know, at an earlier age, because you start out with a, you know, halfway decent premium that you can afford. And then especially the short-term care does not go up as much as a traditional long-term care policy would. That's one of the problems with the long-term care policy, is they tend to have high rate increases as you get older.
Okay. Now, are any of these, whether it's long-term or short-term care coverage policies, do you have to have a health profile? Do you have to have a medical review to do those?
Yep, you do. Good question. Yeah, they always have underwriting, right? Okay, anytime the insurance company is involved, pretty much you're going to have underwriting. Now, the good thing about the short-term care, the underwriting process is not nearly as rigid as if you're going a traditional long-term care. And I kind of like the intermediate or the hybrid a little bit better, because not everybody is going to need long-term care. Are the chances you may need it? Yeah, you know, the government's saying about 7 out of 10 may need some form of, you know, care. However, not everybody's going to need it. And the short-term care is going to take a bite out of the cost. And so with the hybrid product, it's not going to fully cover every penny of your cost per month, but it's going to take a good chunk out of it for you. And given the fact you may not ever need it, I tend to be the one that would err on the side of, well, you know, I've got cash, I've got some assets, so I'm not going to need, you know, total coverage, because I can afford to kick some in. And then, you know, I'm kind of in the middle of the road. If I don't need it, well, I haven't put out, you know, tons of money where I feel like, wow, I really just got ripped off here. Where if I'm getting a premium that I can handle and know that I may not ever need it. So I tend to go the middle of the road there. And I try to, you know, encourage my clients. We look at all different scenarios. When they come into me, I do what's called a fact finder. And we go through everything. We go through assets, where they're at, what they have, I even look at, because I have a nursing background. So I talk to them, I say, okay, tell me about your dad, your brothers, right, people in your family. Did you have cancer? Do you have degenerative diseases going on? So we look at a lot of that too, to kind of get an idea if they're more likely to need long-term care.
When you have questions about long-term care insurance, you can see the professionals at Senior Watchdog. They're on Shooting Park Road in Peru, just west of the Casey's. You'll see the sign. And now also for my good friends in Grundy, Will County, too, the Lincolnshire Business Center, which Essington Road, isn't that where it is, Essington?
Yes, correct. It's 1000 Essington Road, correct.
I'm kind of familiar with that. So if you wanted to get there, you can take the regular route on 80 and 55, but all that. But you can also get there from here on Route 52, and then jump up to Black Road, and it'll get you up to Essington Road. And so I'm kind of familiar with that area. And I wish you the best with your new office and with this one here at Shooting Park Road, too. And I hope to see you soon. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Rod.
223-9394. That's 223-9394 for Senior Watchdog in beautiful downtown Peru for long-term care. It's 927.
Rod Thorson on 103.9 WLPO.